What about in postmenopausal women? In what situations do you use chemotherapy?
We are using in all patients with at least a tumor which is larger than 1 centimeter in the receptor negative situation. And in the receptor positive situation, only when the patient has a very undifferentiated tumor, HER2 overexpressing, and let's say more than 4 positive nodes. Then this is another story. But usually, this is very rare. In Austria, we have in stage 1, I think we have 70%. So I think chemotherapy is employed by far too much. It was written in an educational book by Greg Henderson that it is employed far too much in receptor-positive postmenopausal patients. I would love to see in the United States more clinical trials to be performed. For example, in very young patients younger than 35 years of age, this is really a crucial patient group with the poorest prognosis, and only a country like the United States could perform a trial really done only in patients younger than 35 years of age. And I think it would be very important to separate also chemotherapy trials in those patients who are receptor negative and receptor positive. I believe to lump these patients all together, and only when the patients are being receptor positive, you add tamoxifen. This is not reflecting the tumor biology. In my mind, these are different cancers and you should treat the patients different. And one should make separate trials. We do that since 20 years. We have different trials for receptor negative patients and different trials with receptor positive patients. All the trials from the United States and also from Great Britain included in the endocrine trials also receptor negative patients. Not ours, never. And I think this is something which has to do with also with ethics to the patient, you know?
What do we know about the effects of chemotherapy in ER-positive versus ER-negative patients?
I think the response in postmenopausal patients from chemotherapy, dependent on the receptor status, is poorer. And this has a lot to do with the tumor proliferation. Tumors proliferate slower in the receptor-positive situation, although it is not very well studied, and the reason being that the patients are lumped together. And we know that receptor-negative situation is predominantly for chemotherapy. But we know that also from preoperative chemotherapy, that the induction of, for example, we did a retrospective analysis on, 250 patients with preoperative chemotherapy. And we never, not in one patient, found a complete pathological response where the tumor is estrogen and progesterone receptor positive. And this is a clear picture.